Maybe you can dial in and take control of these airwaves, but you'll have to use a brand new phone number. So if you have our old call-in line, the old 800 one, if you've got that in your phone and for quick dialing purposes or you've got it jotted down somewhere, get rid of it. It's done. You have to use a new number, 855. Now, it's still toll-free. It's just one of the newer toll-free extensions. They run out.
And has a cool mnemonic.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can use that number to call us up and bring up whatever you'd like. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
So we continue here, for those of you just tuning in, sharing what I consider to be a really inspirational story. Out of Washington, Dana Walker of Olympia has been led away in handcuffs after telling Thurston County Superior Court Judge Gary Tabor that he is not going to pay. They are claiming he owes them over $3,000. It's around $3,700, actually. $3,700. He originally had been given a fine of over $2,000 by Thurston County for marijuana possession of some sort and was sitting in federal prison at that time. So he was unable to make any payments on that. While he was sitting in federal prison, they charged him interest on that $2,000. And since he was in federal prison for apparently about 6 years, he racked up $1,700 more in interest payments or interest on that. So over $3,700 is what they want from him for marijuana. And he basically went into this courtroom and said, I am not paying you anymore. Quote, as to the matter now before us, I have no intention of making any more payments, and I'm requesting as long a jail sentence as the law allows for my refusal. See, because that's what happens when you don't pay the fine.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize this. Oh, I'll just pay the fine, that'll be fine. Well, no, don't pay the fine, because that just encourages them. But if you go to jail like this man is doing, and like I'll probably be doing here soon enough, because I've got a trial coming up next week. If you go to jail, then that puts an extra burden on the system. Now, I don't think it's the most productive use of anyone's time. I really don't. And I would rather be doing other things.
Yeah, I've risked going to jail myself in order to avoid paying the fine. But that's and I didn't necessarily do it to put a burden on the system as much as just to make a very strong statement. And
it's principled.
And also, it's less distasteful to me to go to jail for a period of time than to just hand money over to them.
Absolutely.
I don't know how much of a burden a jail thing actually is. I think it's probably a little bit questionable in terms of an actual financial burden. But what it
sure,
is,
it's not a financial
burden. At least they're not making money off me anymore.
That's true. It's a moral position, and it's not a financial. You're right. It's not a financial burden because the jail requests a budget, presuming it's going to be full all year. So the only way it would really become a burden for them is if you actually filled the jail. Like
yeah.
if the jail was close to full and you had enough activists decide to non-cooperate and then not pay the fine, and then they would have to decide, well, crap, we don't have any more room in the jail. So what do we do now?
The way to really milk that, if you want it to be meaningful, you have to get a lot of attention on it.
Yeah.
If you do an act like that and you can be as public as possible and get the statement out there that you're trying to get out there, then that's the way to make it as worthwhile as possible.
And that's what he's doing here. He
yeah.
made a Facebook event. There's been a lot of coverage, apparently, about this. Or at least there's been some coverage. I don't know about a lot. But there has been some, and I'm happy to talk about this here, because he is echoing exactly what it is that we've said here on the air for a long time. If people were to take this position, as he puts it, it would crush the prison industrial complex. He says it would implode.
It is built on a system now. It's built on. It's viable right now based on lots and lots of plea deals.
Right. They
and
expect
if people
you
actually
to plead.
Start standing up for their rights and actually stand up for trials and things like that, then they would almost certainly that something would have to give. Something would have to give. They would, I would think, have to start exercising maybe a little more discretion in how
Absolutely.
Many of these trials they decide to actually take to court.
I was told by a man on the road this week that my issue was trivial, that the issue that was going in front of the court, I was there for a jury selection today. Mm-hmm. Last week I was told it was trivial, but apparently not trivial enough for them to drop the charges.
Yeah, he could dismiss the case then, couldn't he?
Right. I suggested this to both of them. Look, the two of you, you, the prosecutor, you, the man on the road, either one of you could kick this out. anytime you wanted to. The prosecutor has no obligation to move forward with charges. He could say, it's a waste of my time.
It seems to me, in the way I've always felt, but it doesn't. In practice, it doesn't appear to be this way. It seems to me that one of the prosecutor's main jobs is deciding what is worth prosecuting. You know, he's supposed to be deciding whether or not this is a case that's worthy of a trial, or if it's worthy of pursuing. And you know, the first step of, you know, innocent until proven guilty is for the prosecutor to look at something and go, the evidence is kind of shaky here. I'm not gonna prosecute.
Their evidence in my case is pretty solid. Like, it's pretty clear that I stood in front of a police car.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to have that on me, but I'm not going to be approaching it from, I'm not going to try to say I didn't do it. I'm going to make it clear I did that, and there's a reason why
I did it. It would seem silly if you did go forward and say I didn't do that.
There's a reason why I did it, and that is because I decided at that point, I had decided in advance before it even happened, that the next time I saw somebody being aggressed against who was peaceful, that I would stand in front of a police car. Yeah. And as soon as I had the opportunity to do it, that's what I did. So, anyway, there's not much more to say about that. My trial's next week on that issue. Even though my trial is next week, if I'm found guilty, which I'm hoping that I can get a hung jury, I don't know how likely it is I'll get a not guilty, because you'd have to convince 12 people to go for not guilty. But I'm hoping I'll get a hung jury, and then the prosecutor will just decide to kick it out and say he's not going to come back with trying it again. But even if I am convicted next week, I can probably still just put in an appeal and buy myself another 30 days to make sure I got everything straight, make sure Mark knows how to push the buttons in here in the studio at least as best as possible while I'm gone. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But back to this man's story. He talks about how he's unapologetic. He's been smoking marijuana for 40 years, more than 40 years. Has, he believes, suffered no ill effects of any kind whatsoever. He finds the marijuana laws to be unacceptable, unconstitutional, and an outrageous infringement on his personal liberty. And he goes on to say that I intend to continue smoking marijuana at any time I darn well please, and since making someone like me into a criminal over marijuana is insane and stupid. This is what he said in court, by the way. Then today I am placing the state of Washington on notice that from this point forward, I will not only never again pay the state to prosecute me for marijuana, but that I intend to make it as expensive to prosecute me for marijuana as I possibly can, and since I have been in the system for a long time, I know how to do that. I would also like to point out that the feds had me under their thumb for over 10 years, and they did not break me. And as of a few days ago, I am no longer under that thumb, and so today I'm celebrating and reclaiming my freedom by informing the state that since I will no longer pay your fines, and since I no longer fear your jails, then as far as marijuana goes, you no longer have any power over me, and that, in fact, the stick is now in my hand. If I had known what, the judge then responded, if I had known what you were going to say, I wouldn't have let you make the statement. Once you got started, I didn't want to be rude and interrupt you, which is rare for a judge. So Walker was then handcuffed and led away. His sentencing is scheduled for next week. There you have it. Very brave man. And to do this alone, essentially, in a place like, Washington. Now, I don't know
if he really was
alone. He did have a Facebook event. There were a number of people that were scheduled to attend. But whenever you see a Facebook event and people saying they're attending, that doesn't mean that that number of people actually showed up.
Right.
Because a lot of people will click attend.
Don't take that very seriously.
Yeah, well, a lot of people will click attend even if they live halfway across the country. I'm attending in spirit, which is, you know, it's a nice thought. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'd like to know exactly who's going to show up. All that said, the guy's a hero, and good on him. His name, again, Dana Walker of Olympia, Washington, and you can find his Facebook event. It's called Dana, D-A-N-A, Goes to Jail. I went ahead and sent the guy a friend request on Facebook.
I definitely want to at least send him some mail when he's in there. I want him to know he's got people who admire him taking a stand. And try to get his morale up as best as possible.
Absolutely. That's a fine idea.
The least I think people can do is just write him. Hopefully he'll end up in mail to jail.
That's not a bad idea.
I think he's worthy of mail to jail.
Absolutely. This is definitely New Hampshire-style activism going on all the way across the country. And I shouldn't say that, though.
I mean, it's not mail to jail isn't mine, obviously.
True.
But,
true. And mail to jail does focus on New Hampshire, but not always. Yeah. Sometimes there are exceptions made. So... 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE is our brand new call-in number. You may try that out, be the very first to christen it here if you'd like. More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-FREE. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. 800. Oops, not that number. This is going to be tricky. 855 is the new number. There's a brand new.
This is a test caller.
Yeah. Brand new number. 855. So you're calling the old number, you're not going to get through to us. I don't even know if anybody's there to answer the old number right now. It's probably going to ring through to somewhere. Maybe you will get a board operator for a different radio show.
Pizza delivery, maybe.
1-855-450-FREE is the number for us. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And if you don't get it right, you don't deserve to be on Free Talk Live.
That will get you through here. You can bring up anything. And, of course, plenty in the news
to discuss tonight. Since we're talking about the courts, and specifically this guy in Washington who has heroically stood up in front of a judge and told him how he feels about these stupid marijuana laws, and that he's not going to pay the fine, and he's willing to go to jail, and now he's going to be sentenced because they are going to put him in jail because it's really all about money and obedience for the state. If you won't pay and you won't obey, then cage for you.
Man, the marijuana portion of the drug war especially is quite a moneymaker.
Oh, yeah,
so there's so much confiscation of property, a lot of which you don't get back even if you're found innocent. And it's really disturbing. It's a cash machine for them. That's what's a lot of what's making it not change, despite the culture shifting dramatically in favor of ending marijuana laws.
Absolutely. You're certainly welcome to tell your court story, 855-450-FREE. In the meantime, in other court news from the Daily Mail, a senior judge has been arrested on rape charges after his alleged victim secretly filmed him carrying out the attack. Oopsie. Judge Albert Murdoch was also allegedly caught on the hidden tape boasting that he was above the law and would use his police contacts to make any charges go away. Now, this is a real look into what things are really like, isn't it, Judge? Boasting that he can do anything, that he's above the law. This is what a lot of them believe. A lot of them are absolutely just like this guy. He just got caught. Now, how did he get caught? Well, his arrest has led authorities in New Mexico to look into many of the cases he's presided over during his 25-year career. Murdoch, a 59-year-old criminal judge for the 2nd District Court in Bernalillo County in Albuquerque, was arrested on rape charges based on the hidden tape. Police said a prostitute hired on at least 8 occasions by Murdoch set up the camera when she visited his home. So he had I don't know if it's an in-call where the girl comes to you or the prostitute comes to you, or if it's out-call because she leaves her home. But either way, she's not a streetwalker. She's coming to this guy's house. She's done it on multiple occasions before, and for whatever reason, she had the foresight to set up a camera. Well, why would she do something like that? Why would she decide to set up a camera to record this interaction with this man? Well, maybe it's because previously she'd been forced to take part in sex acts against her will.
It was for her own protection.
And she wanted to gather evidence against him. So that means he was doing some pretty freaky stuff, right? Because he's paying a prostitute. Like, he's already breaking that law. He's paying a prostitute to come and service him in his home. But he's doing things with her that even she is uncomfortable with. But for some reason, she keeps coming back? Why do you think that is? Is it because she's so afraid of this man? Is it because she's so... Because, you know, the first time,
maybe
if you're a prostitute...
Maybe she wanted to get him in something. I mean, maybe... Who could blame her if...
True, maybe she was out to get him. That's a good point. Well, but all that said, I mean, if you were a prostitute and you were hired by this judge and he's dangerous, it's pretty risky to keep going back. Right? Like, it's got to be riskier for her to say no to this guy than to keep going back. She has to be that afraid of him and his connections and his power, I think. That's my interpretation of
possibility.
This. Like, 'cause if I go somewhere and I feel uncomfortable, I don't want to go back. But right. She's gone back to this guy at least eight times. And on the eighth time, she brings the video camera. So why would she go back all those other times and continue to service him? It seems to me that would be because she's intimidated. Like, she's afraid that if she turns this guy down, he'll come after her.
Yeah, and it may also be that she feels very victimized and is hoping to have a chance to get some sense of justice. If she was raped, is what it sounds like, then she may want some sense of justice and is hoping that this might be what it takes. Or this might actually do it.
Well, she got him. Murdoch has been arrested. He's shown here in a photo over at the Daily Mail website from the AP in his prison uniform. So this judge is now on the inside. The woman is heard hinting about the possibility of someone making allegations against him, and Murdoch allegedly telling her he would use the police and his connections to take care of the situation. The secretly recorded film came to the attention of police in Albuquerque following a tip-off to the vice squad in the city. Police chief said anytime anybody, it doesn't matter whether it's a prostitute or if it was anybody whatsoever, if somebody says something is unwanted at that moment, that behavior and those actions need to stop, he said.
That's rape.
Yep. This was an ongoing investigation over a not very long period of time when information came to our attention, and is a continuing investigation now. Agents from the FBI seized several items, including the judge's computer, after the victim said she saw porn images on the monitor. The prostitute said she met Murdoch first when he responded to an advertisement she had placed online, and he paid her $200 for sex. He's the chief criminal judge for Albuquerque and has a reputation for handing out tough sentences. How many prostitutes do you think have gone in front of this guy in his court?
Oh, yeah.
In an interview, in an interview for Legal Magazine, he said he was inspired to go into law after watching the film To Kill a Mockingbird. Murdoch has been charged with rape and witness intimidation, has been released on $50,000 bond. We go to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Matt, listening in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
How are you guys?
Welcome to the show. It seems like our new phone line is working. Congratulations on being the first.
Yeah, I just wanted to be the first to use this phone line.
Oh, come on. Do you have something more substantial for us?
No, I just wanted to be the first to use this phone line.
Oh,
but I will say this about the story
that you're talking about. This is hardly a step above, you know, first on YouTube comment.
Pretty lame, dude.
Right.
What do you got? Come on, give me something else.
This woman that sounds a lot like, have you seen the girl with the dragon tattoo?
The movie, I have not seen it.
It's on my list of movies that I want to
watch. Yeah, it's a very similar situation that she's put into, except instead of, I think the judge had something legal over her because she was a prostitute. So he would have been able to arrest her and do whatever because she was a prostitute. But the woman in the dragon tattoo, she has a guy taking care of her money for her. And so in order for her to obtain her money, she has to do sexual favors for this guy. So she does the same kind of thing. She takes the camera in there and films him and he rapes her during the thing.
Maybe this lady was inspired by that movie.
That's what I was wondering.
Interesting, Matt. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate you adding something else in, and thanks for the call tonight.
Okay, so it's no longer a first.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE is the number. It is brand new. If you're using the old number, that won't work. So use this new one. And if you need a company that needs to try, or if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, talk to our friends at SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, and you can see their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. There's more coming up.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom food supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you like, but you need the new call-in number. It's 1-855, still toll-free, 1-855-450-FREE. That's right. It's a special number just for Free Talk Live. No more calls accidentally coming in from other radio shows. This one's specifically dedicated to our program, so I'm pretty excited about that. 1-855-450-FREE. That gets you through. You can bring up whatever you want. We actually are going to continue here shortly with your calls, but first want to tell you about the Bitcoin and tell you about how you can avoid doing something dumb like I did. The Bitcoin, of course, is a way for you to do business online. It's the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every single day, free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their value seems to be growing with time. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about Bitcoin. That's weusecoins.org. Now, you'd think I would have learned my lesson the first time this happened, but I didn't. There was the fiasco with MT Gox, which is one of the most popular Bitcoin websites out there, where you're allowed to use their, you can use their site to transfer Bitcoins, to turn Bitcoins into dollars, to turn dollars into Bitcoins, and there's a lot of useful features there. And what happened with them was a few months ago, they got hacked. Their entire user database was compromised. And they ended up having to go through this. Each user, should they have wanted to get back into their account, and I wanted to, I had to go through some hoops, to jump through some hoops to kind of prove their identity to the website. And I was successfully able to do that. So I was able to get back in after a few weeks to get into my account. So that was pretty inconvenient. And I should have learned my lesson at that point to not use these online kind of central locations for storing Bitcoin, where I could just use what they call the Bitcoin wallet. And anybody can have one of these Bitcoin wallets. It's just the thing you have to...
It's under your own control that way.
Yeah, well, you have to control it. You have to protect it. You have to, like, encrypt it or keep it in a safe or do something to prohibit others from getting their hands on it. Because if they get your wallet, then they've got full access to
all
your Bitcoins.
It's like cash at that point if they've got your wallet. I mean...
Yeah.
So I didn't do that because I was lazy, and I had to use this website called mybitcoin.com to accept payments. And yeah. The idea was I was going to use my Bitcoin to accept payments to kind of have this front address that people could send the payments to, and then I was going to take money out of the account and put it in the more secure wallet.
That's not a bad idea.
Except I didn't actually do it.
I did do it. I was concerned about leaving money in my I actually had some Bitcoins in the very same place, and
very
I did
smart.
Take mine out.
How long ago did you do it?
Oh, months ago.
Okay, good. Because I didn't do it, and I potentially have lost a fair amount of Bitcoins at this point.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Thanks
I
to
hope
my
they
being
come
lazy.
Back. It's kind of wondering. It's kind of odd, though.
Well, it'd be nice if they came back. I mean, they've been fairly reliable in the past, but
does
apparently
anybody,
they...
Do they have a front? Does anyone know who actually owns
Nobody
Marty?
Knows.
And see, that's the thing, is it's
gone.
It's starting to look like a fly-by-night organization.
It's been off the web for a few days, and no one from that organization has posted anywhere saying, hey, this is what's up, our server's down, or we had a crash, or nobody has communicated at all. And in addition to that, Error, who's one of the behind-the-scenes guys, Michael Hampton from behind the scenes here at Free Talk Live, he's really into the Bitcoin, and he hangs out on the forums there. He has posted that apparently things were fishy with this website as of a month ago, but I had no idea because I'm not a regular in the forums.
Okay.
Like people had sent them support emails for looking for help and hadn't gotten a response.
Okay.
And so there were kind of tells, I guess, as long as a month ago that something's wrong with my Bitcoin, but word didn't get to me, and I was being lazy, and I left my Bitcoins in the account, man, and I just got hit big time.
Well, it makes you wonder if this was their intention all along, just to get a lot of people to leave their Bitcoins with them, and then
very well be
they're gone. And if no one knows,
they probably
walked
away with thousands and thousands and thousands.
And if it's an anonymous organization, then what can anyone do about it?
So be careful. This is a new world. The
Bitcoins are like cash, guys.
Yeah.
You protect it in the same way you'd protect cash. Put it in a safe and do things. And
that's what I should have done. And apparently, I had to get spanked to the tune of like $1,000 in order to.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everybody whose contributions I may have lost.
Oh dear.
Oops. So go to weusecoins.org and learn more about the Bitcoin, learn how to keep them safe as well, and don't do what I did and get caught up with the intermediaries. You really should just do it all yourself. That makes the most sense. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We go to Dan, listening in Utah. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I have been... trying to talk to my wife about the ideas of liberty ever since I got interested in them.
Excellent.
About a year ago. Great thing happened the other day. She went to a city council meeting and came home saying, is there any better alternative to democracy? I was pretty excited to hear something like that.
Hmm. And your answer?
Oh, I just went off into a spiel about, yes, of course. It's not right that a bunch of yahoos should, get together, call themselves a city council, and, be able to make all sorts of decisions for other people. This meeting, they were trying to make a decision about the placement of a cell phone tower. They wanted to put it in a park that was really close to our home. And, they sent out notifications to, like, five people who were living next to the park. And, if one of those people hadn't been a member of the city council and, very active in the neighborhood, then we probably wouldn't have heard anything about it, and they would have just put this ugly tower up in front of the mountains. But
I see where you're coming from. So you're one of those anti-tower people, are you?
A NIMBY is
like
another word for it. You've heard NIMBY.
I have not heard of that. What is NIMBY?
Not in my backyard.
Oh, not in my backyard. Yeah,
it could be about a tower. It could be about a dump. Dumps are big ones.
It's actually pretty nice to have a tower in your backyard because they pay you rent.
But what people mean by
backyard
is near your property, on it. If it's on it, then, like you said, you can make money.
Right,
but if your next-door neighbor has it, then...
They're not making money.
Well, the good thing about your next-door neighbor having it, though, is that you'll get really good cell phone reception, right?
Presumably.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like the reception is bad anyway. They're just looking for a place to put this.
Yeah, Gotcha.
You know, the representative from the cell phone company was there in the meeting, and he was, you know, he's just contradicting himself left and right, and nobody was calling himself on it.
So what do you think inspired your wife to ask that question?
She was just really frustrated about, you know, all the back and forth, and most of the talking was done by people who really didn't know anything.
Mm.
And, you know, it's, you know, like this feeling of we can't, you know, we've got to keep everything fair. We've got to, you know, follow this rule that we made a year ago. We can't go changing this rule, even though it turns out to be a bad one, you know, something about the height of the towers. And, you know,
I think that's great news that that she's questioning democracy, because we're so democracy or republic. These concepts are relatively similar, and they are shoved down our throats as at, you know, very young ages in this country. And it's very rare that anybody will question it. It seems almost tantamount to suggest, or it's democracy is usually put on the same level as the term freedom. So people equate democracy to freedom.
Which is ironic, because a democracy almost literally means having stuff shoved down your throat.
Yeah, by the majority.
It's a majority exploiting minorities.
And or being the group that does the shoving. If you're the majority, you get to do the shoving. But otherwise,
So if anybody's trying to convince somebody what's wrong with the system, just have them go to a city council meeting. They should find enough frustration.
Anybody that's ever been to a city council meeting doesn't ever want to go back. I mean, if they have anything productive to do in their life or anything interesting from a leisure perspective to do, nobody really wants to go to these things.
They're incredibly time-consuming and frustrating and kind of depressing, because you really feel like you go there and you realize that this stuff is being railroaded through and there's nothing going to stop it.
Dan, if your wife continues to be interested, you know, point her to some resources if she likes to read. Maybe hook her up with Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. I highly recommend that book, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. It's our brand new number. 855-450-FREE. It's toll free. We're coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me, a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free via the brand-new number. It's 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Dale is here courtesy of his radio show, which is FlamingFreedom.com. The show is called Prometheus Unchained. It's an LGBT, liberty-oriented talk program.
All kind of gay stuff going
yes,
on over
here. It is very gay. And you guys
and
were
very liberty-oriented.
You guys were topless this weekend
yes.
in the studio. In fact, it was you guys grabbed the video of that, too,
that's
right?
That's Derek's fault. Derek's the one that talked us all into that. Yes, and it's on the video cam. That was kind of an accident. I thought I was saving it locally,
mm-hmm.
and apparently it was being saved on the website. So I don't know if you have, like, space limits or whatever there, but someone found it and like linked it up on Facebook, and now there's like cam
awesome.
of us doing the show from yesterday.
So you can go and see that. FlamingFreedom.com is where you can go there, and it's a lot of fun. You guys have a good time in there, and I think it's the perfect show for a Sunday because it's right after people are getting out of church.
Prometheus Unchained. You're all upset talking gay stuff. Yeah.
So we were talking about democracy, and by the way, the number 855-450-FREE, make sure you replace it. If you've got our old number written down, that's no good anymore, so make sure you replace it. But we had a gentleman call a moment ago, and he's been, as a lot of people are, when you first come across the ideas of liberty, you're excited. You want to tell everybody about it. And so he's been talking to his wife about it, and finally she came around with a really good question. Well, is there anything better than democracy? Is there a better system, so to speak, than democracy? And, of course, the answer really isn't that there's a better system, because systems, well,
That implies one thing being imposed on everybody.
Right. So you've got what came before democracy, kind of the idea of one man ruling over others, monarchy, for instance, or there's also, of course, dictatorships. And somebody will say, well, this isn't a democracy, it's a republic. You can hear the people out there in Radio Land saying that. I would have said that probably 10 years ago. I would have made that. Well, this is a republic. It's not a democracy. There's a difference. Well, the difference is in a democracy, people are directly elected, and in a republic, people make decisions directly on issues, and in a republic, they elect so-called representatives. They democratically elect so-called representatives. That's the only difference, right? Am I missing anything, Dale?
The idea is that it's supposed to protect minority rights from certain things are supposed to not be up for a vote. They're supposed to be, like, basic... a magic scroll.
The Constitution.
Or some other form of magic scroll is supposed to protect individual rights from being voted on by majorities and things like that.
Well, it's working so well.
And representatives are supposed to do their job also to not just allow majorities to exploit the crap out of minorities.
That whole Constitution thing's really working out really well. I mean, here in New Hampshire, they banned cameras and recording devices of all sorts from the courthouse.
Well, it works about as well as you'd expect any magic scroll to work in a world where there's no such thing as magic.
Exactly. So, but about democracy, yeah, it is a terrible idea because it is majority rule and it's not right. Just from the very basic, look at how it works. It's just not right. If 51% of the people say that the other 49% should be raped, does that make it okay? Does that make it all right? No, of course not, because wrong is still wrong. Morality still exists, and it's completely separate from democracy. When you use force against others, and that's what democracy essentially justifies. It says, well, if you can be in the majority.
Game. The game is to gang up on people and impose your will on them.
Yeah, and if you could just be in the majority, then you'll be all right. I mean, if you
don't need democracy if you believe in majority rule. You don't need democracy because majority rule is basically saying, you know, gang force anyway. And that's what you have without democracy is gang force.
Well, they need democracy to make the gang look more legitimate, right? Because if the gang were
I guess, yeah, I guess. Because I don't know why that would make it look any more legitimate if you're thinking about it in any objective sense.
Because
it's still just gang violence.
Right. You'd have to be objective to think about it correctly, though. And they don't want you to be objective. That's why they run the schools. So they run the schools where they teach you about democracy and they tell you, it's the best system in the whole world, kids. And they tell you all these things.
They'll even put it down. You know, you'll hear that. Democracy is the, what is that expression? Was it Churchill that had an expression for democracy about how, yes, it's really horrible, but it's better than anything else?
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, why? How is it any different than just gang violence?
Because you can vote, kids. That's why. And that's what makes our system special.
Because when you vote, the blood doesn't feel like it's on your hands. Someone else goes out and does your violence for you.
Right. What is the little circle that we've discovered here since we've been doing things in New Hampshire where they say, well, you got to work within the system. Well, if you work within the system, you start to get this buck passing thing where the enforcers of the law say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following the law the legislators create. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the legislatures and you say, well, stop doing this. Well, you voted for us, so
we have a mandate from the people,
right? But wait, I didn't vote.
You go to the voters, and the voters say, "Well, I voted for the lesser of two evils."
Right? I didn't vote.
I had
for
two
this.
Choices; they both sucked. I picked the lesser of two evils.
Right? So you can't nail anybody down. There's nobody who's responsible for this. So there's nobody who will take responsibility for their actions, even though ultimately they're all responsible. The police are responsible for enforcing bad laws. The police are responsible for choosing to follow the orders of those who are telling them to enforce bad laws. Those people who are giving those orders are responsible for choosing to give orders on bad laws, and those people who are passing the bad laws are responsible for passing those bad laws. I'm not going to say the voters are responsible for electing them, because as you said, voters in many cases are electing people to try to minimize damage.
They're picking the lesser of two evils. Their choices suck in the first place. And the choices are placed there by powers that be that really had very little to do with any of that democracy in the first place. Mostly people with a lot of lobbying money and things like that. That's who ends up putting the people in a place. Or media power. There's all kinds of things that end up choosing those choices. You know, you're a lot more powerful if you get to choose who runs for who is going to be a candidate for office that people are actually going to vote on long before they actually get to that stage.
You know, thankfully here in New Hampshire, things are a little better in the political system than elsewhere. And I'm somebody who's pretty burned out on politics.
But I'm seeing some hope for some sense of optimism.
Yeah,
that has even me kind of watching and seeing what happens with that.
You've got people who are regular people that get elected here. And that's because the people in the state representative offices are getting paid $100 a year. Now, go ahead and look up whatever it is. I don't know what it is in California. I know it's well over $100,000, but that's a huge difference. And the fact that one is $100, one is over $100,000, what kind of person is going to be attracted to that particular role if it's only $100 a year that they're going to make?
Right.
Not very many people are going to be interested. Not very many power seekers are going to be interested.
Unless it's someone like that person who had the beauty school.
Sure. There's still people there's still benefits.
Someone who can manipulate the law, use that position to manipulate the laws in favor of their personal business or something
right.
like that.
But, of course, they're also deluded by the fact that there's 400 reps instead of, say, 70 or 100 or something like that. So there's a lot more of them. So there are a lot of reasons why politics is more possible here in New Hampshire. But still, one of the big negatives to the system, And I was talking with a local activist about this, a younger guy. He's got a family. He's got a new baby on the way. And he's really interested in getting involved in the system and running for political office. But he's frustrated because he's a working man. I mean, he's got a family to feed. And it can be difficult to work and still have to go to all these political functions to the state house.
I know some reps personally,
right.
And I know how busy they are. I've worked with some of them outside in their other areas of business, you know, because they all have to make a living somewhere else. They're not making it on $100 a year.
Right. So it still attracts the older.
And they're busy people.
It still attracts the wealthy. It still attracts the older. So it's still not a really fair or representative system. Let's go to Leroy, listening in Indiana to WXNT. Leroy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your program.
Thanks.
You're talking about the marijuana laws.
Yes, sir.
In 1992, I was a professional businessman, field service engineer, drove around fixing computers all over the state. I looked out my window one morning, 6 a.m., six state police cars, an army
staff
backed up to my gate, walked out. We want to talk to you about drugs in the neighborhood. Next thing you know, let's go inside and talk about it. DEA agent had his pistol strapped down on his lower calf or thigh, like, you know, he's going into some. And I'm a married guy. Young kid. Yes, I had 8 marijuana plants grown in my basement.
Oh, man.
They throw the pot up in front of my kid. Look at what you're doing. And it's like, that's the first time he'd ever seen it. He was one. Ends up taking my driver's license for this because they had recodified the law to say they shall take my driver's license for 6 months. Well, that's my job. That's my living.
Oh, geez.
So my wife has to drive me for 6 months. I had to go to Boston and rent a car. Fortunately, I told him I lost my license at the DMV.
Wait a minute. Where did this happen? In Massachusetts?
Indiana. Indiana.
You had to go to Boston and rent... What?
I had to on business.
Tell you what. Hold that thought. Well, I'd love to come back to your story and find out more about it. So if you can hang through the news, we will bring you back here in moments. What would Leroy... 855-450-FREE is our brand new number. It's 1-855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated. So send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.